This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And it is a Tuesday morning. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, and the construction workers and bulk mail centers, too, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a great day for a trip, and President Trump is talking about visiting South Korea as our Vice President Mike Pompeo is raising hope for a new North Korea series of talks.
I don't know what day it is that Trump leaves for the G20. In Osaka, Japan, and so while Trump is there, I think he's visiting South Korea, so he's got quite the agenda scheduled, including having some very in-depth talks with Xi Jinping of China. So... now, this is on the heels of also, too, the two nights in a row of the Democrat debates and presidential debates.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a busy week.
Now, Nancy Pelosi, the gift that keeps on giving, the divide with the Democrats seems to, by the way, this is just a footnote on my part, seems to be getting wider. I could be wrong. But she talked about the violation of immigration status should not be a reason for deportation. Well, excuse me, that is the reason.
Well, look, those that are being deported that were supposed to be slated, I mean, the deportation program was supposed to start this past Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been delayed 2 weeks so the House and the Senate can come together with some kind of emergency funding immigration bill to alleviate the mess that's going on at the southern border, the crisis.
Right.
Now, you know, everybody is blaming the Trump administration for the humanitarian crisis, the completely unsanitary conditions in these detention centers. But let's not forget, I don't know what the date was, but we can go back, I think, at least 2 months of when Trump was asking for this funding. Didn't he actually walk out?
You still there? Hello, Denise. Where you at?
All in immigration and all that.
There you are. I got you back.
So,
you cut out on me, but I get you back.
Crisis.
Uh-huh.
Really, I would say she owns an awful lot of, because she just came right out and said, we're not going to fund anything. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yes? No?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So anyway, then she's turning around and saying that just because they're here in the United States doesn't mean they can be deported. Well, those that are going to be deported are those whose cases have already been adjudicated. Court ordered, judge ordered, deportation for some very nasty criminals, which comes to somewhere around a million. So therein lies where, she's not telling the complete truth.
By the way, Joe Scarborough, who I never really thought was very religious, and I don't really know what he's trying to tell Mike Pence, but Joe Scarborough said that Vice President Pence should read the Gospels again and see what Jesus says. What's that all about?
I saw some snippets on that one, so I'm not quite sure that I know what.
Okay.
What the issue
right.
is there, so I can't help you with that one.
Let's take a caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's a backgammon Bob from Clearwater, Florida.
There he is. What's up?
Backgammon Bob.
Hey, how you doing, Denise?
Good, you?
Pretty good.
Go ahead, anyway, Bob.
What's up?
Yeah. Wanted to ask you two questions. One, do you think this thing with Iran and the fact that they say that they're not doing any more diplomacy and stuff, and that they are going to enrich uranium go back to fully enrich uranium. How is Israel going to take a hold of this? And what do you think, if anything, they'll do about it? Because I don't think Israel's going to sit by and just let them rev up and let them get a bomb. Because I don't think they're going to. I think they're just going to go full speed ahead and just do what they can do.
All right, thanks, Bob. All right, well, what do you think?
I'm glad he really asked that question, because now I'm asking myself, and I'm going to need some help with this, really, what is the red line? Do we have some new red lines here? We know that Israel is not going to tolerate Iran enriching above the agreed-to limitations of the JCPOA.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And because Trump did not, he aborted the mission of responding to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps shooting our drone out of the sky, instead did, approved a cyber operation. What is the new red line? Because I don't know. But I would say, in order to punish additionally Iran, if we have to more, we would go to a Stuxnet part.
Alrighty, hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Going to get a little low riding out the doorway here. Go ahead there, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our good friends at the USCCA. Now, that's the United States Concealed Carry Association, of which I am a member, and I would not leave home without it because you never know when you might have to defend yourself, and if you do, first person you're going to look at, it's the last person standing, and you're going to be the target, so you need to be prepared. That call that you make if you wind up going in to do this, that, and the other, and they want to talk to you about whatever, then guess what? You need to have legal representation. You can have it right away with that single telephone call to the USCCA, because that's what they do. But they also train people. And they also train you in the proper use of a weapon when you do have to defend yourself, so that you don't just go out there and shoot at the sky or whatever. And don't forget, you can also get that by becoming a member. So go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that nice big USCCA logo link. It's right there on the home page of my website. And then go over there, and the first thing you'll see is a drop-down menu to sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway. Well, do that. Sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway. It changes every day at 12 midnight. And then take a look at these three levels of membership that they have there, and become a member. It's that simple. You'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including some really nice gear from the USCCA to go along with it. So that's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo. That's right there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Okie dokie. How about Nancy Pelosi? And she's talking about, again, the violation of the immigration status not being the reason for deportation. And like I pointed out before we had to go to break, that is a reason, one of the reasons for deportation. So what the hell is she talking about?
She doesn't want any deportations going on.
Okay.
And it's really a head fake of what she's pushing here, because the deportations of the million plus that Trump was going to begin this past Sunday and delayed for 2 weeks in order to get some funding are those illegals who have their cases already adjudicated and ordered by a judge who they've already gone through the legal process that they be deported. So, I mean, it's just, she's not getting it, and she's just kind of, you know, she's kind of twisting where we really are with the thing. But I will say this, is that Mexico has deployed 15,000 National Guard and military at the shared U.S.-Mexico border. That's in addition to the 6,000 that they that Mexico deployed at their southern border with Guatemala and whatnot. So Mexico is stepping up in a big, huge way. 15,000 is significant.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of them are going to necessarily be corrupt and, you know, take payments in order for people, for them to let people through. But even if you took 5,000 and said they would, you know, would be corrupt and take payments, at least you've got 10,000 that would do necessarily the right thing. So, you know, Mexico is working diligently because they don't want the people in their country either.
Right.
And they're happy to, you know, stop it and send people back wherever they necessarily need to go. And this was actually earlier reported by Nick Felitti on CNN. And he was actually quoting the head of the army, who was Luis Sandoval. So Sandoval did not dispute this. So this is actually a very good thing. Very happy to see that Mexico is doing this, and they're also working with an internal organization called the National Institute of Migration. I'm not sure what that is, but something tells me that the United States is helping with some monies to fund, well, I shouldn't say fund, but, you know, they're contributing to the cost of Mexico deploying these 15,000.
Okay, what do you suppose is going to happen now that the Chicago Police Department has released 70 hours of tapes and the files from the Jussie Smollett case? You think that something's going to come out of that?
Well, it should be a colossal embarrassment. So everybody's kind of going through the tapes because I think there's like 800 hours or something. I don't know what the number is of video. So everybody's going through it very carefully. Here's what's interesting. Some charges, or the charges, were dropped by the DA.
Mm-hmm.
But he could be recharged.
Okay.
So, little Mr. Jussie had better be prepared for what may come. So, could be some interesting things for him.
Now, I found a story a few minutes ago as we were in a break. It popped up. It says Vietnam jails American 12 years for attempting to overthrow the state. 55 years old, said he pled guilty. His name is Michael Piong Min Nguyen.
Yeah.
Did you hear anything about this?
I did not. If it just popped up. I haven't seen it.
Okay, because I'm wondering what's going on there. I didn't even realize that there was. And by the way, it says he pled guilty. I wonder if that was coerced.
Michael Yan is escorted by police for his trial in Ho Chi Minh City. Let's look at a date. It's just happened.
Yeah.
12 years on charge of attempting to overthrow. I don't know how it could necessarily be that way, but. He pled guilty but asked him to be reduced so he could be reunited with his family. He will be deported after he serves his jail sentence. It's such a long sentence. Admitted guilt and asked the jury to reduce the sentence so he could reunite. We're disappointed with today's verdict. So I guess it was a long time coming that he finally got around to sentencing him. But this will be kind of interesting to see what happens when, you know, Trump travels to Asia to the G20 if they make some kind of appeal to Vietnam to release them. They also sentenced, along with that, two Vietnamese men to 8 to 10 years for essentially doing the same thing.
Right.
So, yeah, there it is. Communist Party. Yeah, this came from Reuters.
Okay. By the way, Mitch McConnell is going to have a meeting with the 9/11 responders, first responders, for the Victims Fund to find out what it is that needs to be done there. I'd like to be a fly on the wall for that one.
It's already been funded. It was unanimous.
Well, he's a meeting with him again. I don't know why. Who knows?
I think the ultimate request is for the fund to never not be funded. I mean, to kind of go like into 2050 or something, you know, fund it through 2050.
Okay. That would make sense.
I think that's the ultimate request.
Okay, that would make sense. By the way,
McConnell probably won't be alive in 2050.
Yeah. By the way, a federal judge suggested that the proposal, the citizenship question, he said that it's increasingly clear there is discriminatory purpose to the citizenship question. But he hasn't made a ruling. He didn't make a ruling.
Yeah, no. There's a lot of expectations that I think there are 8 cases that we're waiting decisions on from the Supreme Court. And one of them obviously is the gerrymandering and the census questions. We are expected to get some of those decisions starting tomorrow.
Okay.
So we shall see where that one goes.
Okay, well, yes, we will, and hopefully we'll be able to hear something positive for a change. So we'll see what goes on there. And the other thing, Facebook has come out and said that they favor regulations.
It's not the first time. The last time that there, I think, was congressional testimony, well, Mr. Zuckerberg had admitted that he is in favor of some kind of government oversight, you know, some stipulations, which is really kind of weird. But I don't know why he would say it. I know the Republicans are not in favor of any kind of regulation. But things, I think, are getting just a little bit worse here with Facebook.
Yeah.
And there has been a movement to remove him as CEO. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check her out online and find out all about what it is that she does at FoundersCode.com. And I'm coming right back with our next military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking from the Oval Office as he signs an executive order issuing new sanctions on Iran.
Who knows what's going to happen? I can only tell you we cannot ever let Iran have a nuclear weapon, and it won't happen.
The president says he's willing to negotiate.
We would love to be able to negotiate a deal if they want to. If they don't want to, that's fine too. but we would love to be able to, and frankly, they might as well do it soon.
Later, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin briefing reporters clarifying details surrounding the sanctions.
Some of these were in the works. Some of these are in addition.
Mnuchin saying all options have been discussed, but that sanctions, a financial squeeze, has proven to be the most effective way of dealing with countries like Iran.
There's no question that locking this money up worked last time, and there's no question locking the money up works now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. In this edition of our broadcast, the Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. By the way, the National Aviation Academy can be found at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And here's more right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Yes, sir. And you know, more and more young people are just not headed straight off to college these days from high school. Many of them are taking a break, and many more have chosen to go to technical schools to learn a trade that in most cases could pay them more than college degrees that they'll get right off the bat, especially if you go to a liberal arts college, where I heard the number projected yesterday was you'll make $11,000 less than what you thought you were going to make. And I can tell you how to make more. It's called the National Aviation Academy. That can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 to $60,000 a year or more. All depends on you, the individual. So check them out online to find out more at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or
or give them a call and ask to take the tour at 1-800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide open for you. And that's exactly what you want to do at the National Aviation Academy. All righty. You know, the Army has been known to not necessarily do things 100% correct all the time. And the 13-month-old son of a young Army soldier who spent 22 days in an intensive care and burn unit in 2015 after a botched surgery ignited a fireball that left second and third degree burns across the boy's face and neck, that family has now been given $12 million. The Army hospital has been ordered to pay $12 million after the botched surgery on the soldier's young child. And to that I say kudos to the young military family, and I certainly hope that the youngster does well. Now, the Army is rolling out new academic evaluation reports. Those forms will help to gauge the soldier's performance in military and civilian schools, an initiative that will ultimately help the service better manage their talent. Okay, we'll see how that goes. Oh, by the way, Army astronaut Lieutenant Colonel Ann McClain is returning to Earth with plenty to show for her time in space. She didn't get to participate in the much-anticipated first all-female spacewalk, but after the 204-day space mission that she's been on, she is coming back to Earth. And we wish the Colonel well. Now, all Navy aircraft carriers and amphibs are about to get F-35 precision landing systems when the Navy's F-35C Joint Strike Fighter embarks on the first carrier deployment in 2021. It's expected to take with it a pinpoint accurate landing system that purports to make the terror at night approaches and high sea state traps all but a thing of the past. And that's good. They're able to cure that problem. By the way, the widow of former Senator Daniel Inouye, Hawaii, was given the honor to christen a U.S. Navy destroyer bearing the name of the late senator's name on it. Now, she christened the vessel on Saturday over the weekend at the Bath Iron Works. So kudos to her and kudos to the Navy for doing that. Now, have you heard about the Cherokee Nation? Well, one of the U.S. Navy's newest towing, rescue, and salvage ships is being named the Cherokee Nation to honor the service and contributions the Cherokee people have made to the Navy and Marine Corps over the years. And kudos to them for doing that. Kudos to them for doing that. All right, let me jump on over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Dan the Man from Lafayette.
Dan the Man from Lafayette. What's up?
Hey, I heard you talking to Denise about Zuckerberg and Facebook.
That's right.
All right, you got to understand, it's fundamental. There's a difference between being pro-capitalism and pro-business. Not all pro-business people are pro-capitalism. They want to cartelize social media. You know, Zuckerberg wants rules, regulations, and restrictions enacted by the federal government to keep potential rivals out. It's kind of like, you know, high-tech social media has got to be an old industry very quick. You know, it's kind of like Ford, GM, and Chrysler. You know, they were so regulated by the government, you couldn't have another car manufacturer come into business because they've already cartelized what they were doing. They knew it was only going to be between the three.
Right.
And that's kind of what you're seeing here. And now Facebook, there is some scuttlebutt that seems to be some truth to it, which would be a total mess up if it didn't go well. Facebook now wants to partner with Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing.
And that is as screwy as anything. You know, if that could ever happen, you know, you would, and that would go bad. You could see another 2008, 2009 very quick with that much money sitting out there going, it evaporates in a matter of seconds. You know, people just don't understand Bitcoin. I could hire somebody to come over here and fix my kitchen, redo my kitchen, say $1,600.
Uh-huh.
My Bitcoin was $1,600 this morning, but by tomorrow morning, it would almost be $300. If the price fluctuates too much, you just...
Is it that frequent that it goes up and down like that, though?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Wow.
I haven't checked Bitcoin lately, but when I did... Oh, I don't know, in the winter, January, February, into March, I had to teach a class on that. It was running about $5,500 to $6,000 a Bitcoin.
Uh-huh.
All right, but if you go back 3 years, it was like $289. But if you went back 2 years prior to that, like to 2014, it was up around $17,000.
Sure.
So it can drop $1,500, whatever, a day, in an hour.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like anything else. The more you use it, the more the price goes up on it, and the less it's being used, the price drops. And right now, the only thing I can see with Bitcoin, it's great for the underworld. It's great for money laundering, transfer money on drug dealers.
Great. Jeez.
You know, that's the only thing. It's 64% of people who have Bitcoin never used it. There's no place to really use it. I bet you in Tampa, Hillsborough, Pinellas County, maybe 3-4 businesses. I mean, have you ever met anybody that owned Bitcoin and used it?
No.
No, but if you're the one drug dealer was down there, the Medellin cartel, Pablo Escobar.
Right.
He made $18 billion a year in $100 bills. He didn't even know what to do with this money. He automatically wrote off $1 billion a year because the mice and rats would eat it. I mean, he had it stored in people's closets, basements, attics, in cars, caves. $18 billion a year in $100 American bills. That tells you just – and he was one of five cartels.
Right.
You know, but the cartel of social media is kind of going that way. You know, it's kind of like fixed income profit.
Okay.
I know what I have, I know how much money I can make, and I don't really have to compete with it if the government's involved. And that's where Zuckerberg's going with this. So, it doesn't surprise me. I just can't believe it's taken them this long to figure it out. And with a lot of stuff in high tech, they only saw the upside to it when they invented it. They couldn't see the downside to it.
All right, here comes...
Captain, it's always good talking to you.
All right, thank you very much, Dan. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay.
All right, Dan Mann, Professor Emeritus up there in Lafayette, Indiana, and literally a Professor Emeritus over there at Purdue University. All righty, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, what do they call them up there? Boilermakers. There we go. All right, be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bye, Shaka. Bye, Shaka.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends down at the Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, the Mixon's Groveside Cafe is definitely the hidden gem of Bradenton because it's inside the Mixon Fruit Farms store, the retail store they have there. Now, for those of you that come down here and get the little tourist book, you'll notice in the Bradenton sites and places to go, it says Mixon Fruit Farms, okay? Well, that's true because they've been around for about 80 years. But what they don't tell you is that inside Mixon Fruit Farms is the Mixon's Groveside Cafe, and they have some of the best homemade food in there that you're going to find anywhere. Now, let me tell you about the renowned Cuban sandwich. People drive from all over to get that because it is definitely considered to be one of the best Cuban sandwiches anywhere. Then they've got Grandma's Pot Roast, slow-cooked and piled high and covered in Swiss cheese. Oh, man. Let's not forget about the BLT either with the Applewood bacon stacked high. Can't forget about that one. Really good, and I love the bacon. And the amazing Superman
sub and the nightclub sub. Both will definitely take care of any hungry appetite. And then there's the forklift burger, large and in charge, seasoned to perfection. With your choice of cheese, it won't disappoint. And let me just tell you a little something here about all of that. You can always finish your lunch with the orange swirl ice cream. Orange swirl ice cream. So there you go. How do you like that? So, it is what it is. And here I is. And let's see. I'm getting a message from Chris Markowski. Okay. We'll see if we can get him in here. He just called. He must have called when I was getting a cup of coffee. Or did he? Wait a minute. I don't know what he didn't. He didn't call the right number. Oh, that's what it is. Okay. He didn't call the right number. All right, Mr. Makrokowski. That's what it is. Calling the wrong number. Okay. All right. We'll see if we can get him in here in just a second. But it is what it are. Now, the other thing is, when it comes to Mixon's Fruit Farm, in season, of course, they've got great farm fruit, and you can get just about anything you want. Don't forget that one. So it is all great stuff there. But the Mixon Fruit Farms store, inside the store, the Mixon's Groveside Cafe, make sure you stop by and tell them the captain sent you. Now, they're located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. That's 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. So, there you go. In financial news today, we've got a couple of different things going on here. The El Dorado Resorts has announced that they're going to buy Caesars Entertainment. Caesars Entertainment for $8.5 billion. $8.5 billion. Think about that for a minute. Think about that for a minute. Now, that's a lot of money. And Caesars, there's been rumors that they were going to be selling that for quite some time. Now, if I do have Wayne Allen Root on this week, and I'll know shortly, then I'll be able to ask him what the heck's going on, because this is a strange situation, if you will. Now, Facebook, just to revamp this again and come back in here, Facebook, of course, did, in fact, say that they favored regulation. Now, as Dan was talking about, that's kind of a double-edged sword, good for business and whatever the other situation might happen to be, that they're trying to play ball with the government, because maybe they'll get a one-up on something if there's legislation in there. It's kind of funny the way that works. By the way, gold right now is near its highest level since 2013, as the bulls seem to be back in control of the gold market. Now, the rally in gold is picking up fresh fuel from investors, and two key data points on Friday suggest speculators are adding plenty of cash to the rally, which would drive prices even higher. Gold has now surpassed $1,400 an ounce, reached an almost six-year high, and things are just rolling along, if you will. Things are just rolling along. Now, the bad news about it is at any time it might unroll, if you know what I mean. And also, record low unemployment continues, which isn't a bad sign. The economy is having a little bit of a burp right now in some cases, but for the most part, it still just continues to move along. Maybe not quite as rapidly as what it did before, but it is, in fact, moving along. And the investment firm BlackRock, in talking about gold again, is believing that gold will surge higher on the Fed's dovish pivot. That's what they believe is going to happen. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. And the SALT cap repeal, remember that one, the SALT agreement? Could be worth a $40 billion windfall for a lot of wealthy individuals. We'll see. We'll see. And Warner Brothers, I might add, Warner Brothers, the movie company, now has its first woman CEO. How about that? How about that one? So there you go. Things are really changing. Now, I'm going to take a look here at something. There was a very disturbing picture that came out from Getty Images yesterday about a ram. And you know how they like to march their military and their parades and this and all this stuff. They had a bunch of I'd say 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old boys dressed in fatigues, holding propaganda signs as well as flags, marching in a parade of support yesterday. And there's a picture of it that I'm looking at here. And it's very obvious these are young boys, and they've got quite a grim look about them, the way they're looking. And this is what Iran is doing to continue the brainwashing, if you will, of the young. And it's a shame. It's a shame because this is the way it was years ago, and it looks like they're back to doing that. Now, President Trump announced new sanctions against Iran on Monday as tensions between the two countries begin to heighten all over again. The executive order that the president signed will add further pressure on Iran, which is already struggling after the U.S. cut off a large portion of its oil revenue in the spring. Now, although the administration hasn't released details of the sanctions, they are expected to further squeeze the country's economy. But we are getting bits and pieces of what it is they're trying to do, and we'll see what happens. And as the president tweeted, the U.S.'s message to Iran is clear: no nuclear weapons and no further sponsoring of terror. Now, the president's executive order comes right after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's visit to Saudi Arabia, where he said he was ready to build a coalition of allies to fight back against Iran. And that's exactly what the Secretary of State is doing right now. And the mounting pressure is also evident in a new report that revealed the U.S. staged a cyber attack on Iran. That's coming out of the Washington Post. And Iran, however, is not backing down. Go figure, right? The country's foreign minister said that Iran is ready to confront any threats from the United States. Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see. By the way, coming up top of the hour, right after the news, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we look forward to talking to him. We definitely got an itinerary ahead for him, and we'll see what he has to say about the world according to applesauce, Mr. Ron Edwards. By the way, that's Flip's favorite person. Okay, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live across America from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.